Hello, my name is Latasha. Return your call from customer support.
Yes, ma'am. I've got a charge on my debit card that I don't recognize and know anything about it, and it's showing y'all on this phone number. But tell me what it is.
Yes, sir. What's your zip code?
78613.
Thank you. Your first and last name?
Jerry Walton.
Okay, I have you right here. And can you also verify your shipping address?
224 Tulip Trail Bend, Cedar Park, Texas, 78613.
Thank you. Okay, and right now everything is loading. It might take about 30 more seconds, so let that load, and I'd be glad to assist you with that account to see what charges you have.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Yes, sir, Mr. Jerry is still loading, so just give him some more seconds. Okay, here it goes right here. It shows, let's see. Okay, so you pay $8.25 for the Elite drone. Did you receive that? That was shipped out on the 12th. So if you have not received it, you might receive it by next week. You paid the shipping and handling for that. So that was actually for a welcome gift. Joining the Factory Direct Savings Club, which is an online discount store. The drone.
That was for what?
That was for shipping and handling.
Alright. What's this $39.99 for?
The $39.99 is showing for a Hero Fit app that you have. It actually, I guess once you sign for the drone, which was $8.25, the shipping and handling, it provided the app as well for $39.99.
Provided the what?
The Hero Fit app that would be on your phone. I guess it's like for you to help lose weight or anything else.
Okay, well, I did not order that, and I don't want that.
What did you not order, the drone or the fitness app?
I ordered the drone, but the drone was supposed to be just like $1 for or $2.99 for shipping. It was something that I won.
Yes, sir.
And then the extended service, whatever, that they wound up charging me $8.25 on, evidently I'm not smart enough to tell it no when I was going through that to check out, but I didn't want the extended service either.
Yes, sir. Okay, do you have a pen and piece of paper if you can write down your cancellation number?
I've got one right here in my hand.
Okay, your cancellation number is CS and Charlie.
Hold on. Okay, what is it?
CS and Charlie, 263-286796.
Okay, let me read that back to you. That C like Charlie, 263-286796.
Yes, sir.
And what is your name?
Tasha. T-A-S-H-A.
Okay. And what am I canceling? Am I canceling this entire $39.99?
Yes, sir, where you would not be charged off the card or anything else. So you would not have any kind of accounts with that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, what about the $8.25?
That is yours to keep. That was just for the shipping and handling. So you receive that, you keep that.
Keep what?
The drone. And the $8.25 was for shipping and handling that you made a payment for.
Okay. That was actually extended service. But this will be canceled and will I receive a credit back for this?
The $39.99? Let me check and see if we have that one. Let's see. Okay. So the $39.99, I can go ahead and offer up the 35% of the refund back into your account.
What, 35% of what?
$39.99.
Ma'am, I need a refund of all of it. I didn't order it, whatever the hell this is. I never once told anybody that I wanted it.
Did you read the terms and conditions? Because it actually was inside of the terms and conditions, sir.
Is this for a damn app?
Yes, sir.
I don't ever remember seeing anything about ordering an app at all.
Let's see here. Let me hold on. Let me go ahead here. I'm trying to see if I can find it so we can go over if you would like. This would be for the drone. Okay, so I'm trying to pull it up, but it seems like I can't. I was just going to go over your terms and conditions with you, even though you might have overlooked it. Like you said, you didn't see it, so I just wanted to go over it, but it's not showing me the site for it. But I can offer the 35%, sir. The charge is valid. Would you like for me to go ahead and process that for you?
Not unless you're going to give me the whole $39.99 that I'm owed that I didn't order. Otherwise, I'm going to go to the bank and stop payment on the whole charge and have them charge it back to you.
Okay, let me check and see what I can do for you, okay, Mr. Jerry?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Yes, sir, Mr. Jerry, I do apologize. I actually just spoke with my supervisor, and she said that I can do the 50% refund for you, which would be half, $20.
Why can't I get the whole $39.99? I never received any app. I've never ordered any app, nothing.
I understand that you did not actually purchase it, but it was inside of the terms and conditions stating if you did not cancel within so many hours that that amount would be charged to your card. So you did read the terms and conditions and agreed to it. So you might not have read it, but you agreed to the terms and conditions.
Well, if I didn't actually purchase it, how could I have agreed to the terms and conditions?
You actually purchased the drone. So once you went in and you put in your card information for your drone, inside of there is a box for your terms and conditions. And I understand that you probably overlooked it, but it was inside of your terms and conditions.
So this is just a damn scam to get people's money. Because
no,
this was supposed to be something free that you were giving away to me.
No, sir. All of that information was inside of the terms and conditions. So as I said before, you probably did overlook it. I wouldn't be able to tell you, but it seems like you did. So let's see here. Okay, so instead of just going ahead and disputing the charges for you, this will be back into your account within the 3 to 5 business days for you, okay?
Okay, what will be?
The $39.99.
Will be refunded.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what's my number for that?
That would be the same one. That would be your for that account, yes.
Okay. And it will be refunded in 3 to 5 days?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's the same business day. Depends on your bank. And can I ask you a quick question while I have you on the phone? Is that amount still pending as today?
I'm sorry, what?
Is that amount still pending inside of the bank?
Yes, it is.
That's why. Okay. So I just tried to go in and do it for you. It says transaction has not settled. So once it gets through settling, I think probably would be probably tomorrow, hopefully, then we can do that full payment for you. I will leave the notes for you and just give us a call so we can go ahead and refund that amount for you.
Okay. So you're saying I can get the full refund tomorrow?
Yes, right now it's on our end it's showing that transaction has not settled. So I guess it's meaning that it's still pending with your bank. So in order for it to stop pending, then that's when we can go ahead and send it for you.
Okay. Okay. And you're going to do that automatically, or I've got to call back?
Call back, but I'm notating the account. So whatever agent you speak with, she wouldn't know to go ahead and refund the full amount.
Okay. I'll call back tomorrow. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling customer support.
Yeah.
Thank you.